An American astronaut has arrived back to Earth after spending 355 days at the International Space Station, a U.S. record. NASA's Mark Vandehei landed in a Russian Soyuz capsule on Wednesday in Kazakhstan. He flew back to Earth with Russian space agencies Pyotr Dubrov and Anton Shkaplerov. Dubrov had also spent the last year in space. Vandehei was the last one out of the capsule. He smiled and waved as he was carried to a chair in the open Kazakh grasslands. "It's beautiful out here," Vandehei said. Despite rising tensions between the United States and Russia over Vladimir Putin's war with Ukraine, Vandehei's return followed a usual process. A small NASA team of doctors was on hand for the touchdown. The medical workers planned to return immediately to Texas with the 55-year-old Vandehei. Even before Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Vandehei said he was avoiding the subject with his two Russian crewmates at the International Space Station. Vandehei and Dubrov launched on April 9, 2021. Shkaplerov joined them at the International Space Station last October. "People have problem on Earth. On orbit, we are one crew," Shkaplerov said in a live NASA TV broadcast Tuesday. The space station, he added, represents friendship and cooperation and future of exploration of space. The war tensions have affected other areas of space. Europe has suspended satellite launches on Russian rockets, and the Europe-Russia Mars rover will be stuck on Earth for another 2 years. Vandehei beat NASA's previous record for the longest single spaceflight by 15 days. Dubrov moved into Russia's top five. "Broken records mean we're making progress," said retired NASA astronaut Scott Kelly, whose record Vandehei broke. Kelly ended his own 340-day mission in 2016. Like Kelly, Vandehei had medical testing during his long stay to help in NASA's effort to get astronauts back to the moon and on to Mars. Vandehei said daily meditation helped him stay mentally strong during the mission. "I've had an indoor job 24/7 for almost a year, so I am looking forward to being outside, no matter what kind of weather," Vandehei said in a recent NASA video. He added that he is most looking forward to making a cup of coffee for himself and his wife, Julie. I'm Ashley Thompson.